Detectives from Caloundra Child Protection Unit have charged a 37-year-old man following multiple alleged sexual assaults on the Sunshine Coast. Operation Maypool was launched to investigate the alleged sexual assault of a teenage girl on the 2nd of December last year at Moffat Beach. Police say the accused 37-year-old allegedly met the girl to supply her with an illicit substance before he assaulted her. The Dickie Beach man has been charged with 20 offences and has been remanded in custody to reappear in court in April. Detectives say they will support any potential further victims. They're urging anyone with information to come forward. Strict rules are in place from today for anyone moving landscaping or farming materials around certain parts of the coast as authorities fight to stop the spread of fire ants. The National Fire Ant Eradication Program team have destroyed six nests around the North Arm area in the past month with a new biosecurity zone established. It covers a 5-kilometre radius around the original nest site and covers all parts of Yandina Creek, Yandina, Verriedale, Valdora, Nindiri, Maroochy River, Yumundi, Iwa Vale, Kalulubin and Bridges. It means any movement of materials that can carry fire ants like soil, turf, mulch and potted plants must follow biosecurity requirements. Council has purchased a piece of land between Biwa and the Glasshouse Mountains to protect a critically endangered flowering plant species. Known locally as Ripari Hill, the almost 11-hectare site was purchased for $860,000 through the Environment Levy. It's just one of two sites where the critically endangered Coochin Hills grevillea can be found. Division 1 councillor Jenny Broderick says the acquisition of the land will enable council to more effectively manage issues with any ongoing illegal dumping in the area.
Managing these issues will ensure Ripari Hill remains a beautiful and precious natural area for our own local species and all the benefits that it brings to our community. We can enjoy wandering through Tower Lane knowing that it's going to be looked after.
And plans have been lodged with Noosa Shire Council to transform a 3-unit complex into a 15-room facility capable of housing up to 60 guests. The Daily reports the owners of the current building on Russell Street want to redevelop it to offer affordable short to medium term housing with a maximum stay of 3 months for backpackers, tourists and transient workers. According to the report, the building height is under Noosa's preferred 12-metre limit and the plot ratio aligns with local planning guidelines.